What is going on? And welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. Another episode of the Real and Raw Show. Hope everybody's having an amazing week. It's been crazy over here, as it's always been. Some things that went on with our son, it gave us a big scare, but we are in the clear from what we know now. For those of you that follow me on Instagram or Facebook or some of our clients, once again, I appreciate the love, the messages, and everybody reaching out during a scary time for us. We weren't sure what was going on with our son, and you know, he had a seizure, and it was very, very scary the way that it all went down. We think that it was just from the fever. I'm just kind of give everybody some clarity, but we are going to do some extra blood work just to make sure. But he is back to his crazy self, and it's just good to be able to kind of not put that behind us per se, but not to be going through that. And you know, if that's not a sign to just love on your little ones as much as possible and realize that we just never know when something tragic could happen. So live life with gratitude and to the fullest every single day. I'm not sure, you know, what else could wake somebody up. But let's dive into today's call or today's show. And today I want to talk about what I see a lot of agents doing wrong, and that is having conversations the wrong way. We just came back from Vegas. We did a conversion day where obviously it's 7 hours of straight skill set and mindset training. And then we actually call our leads, and we've been doing this for 13,000 agents, and we've done it for a while. But what I hear a lot with agents, a big common mistake, is that agents continue to not have a conversation the proper way. What I mean by this? Well, I mean, you'll have a conversation. Hey, how many bedrooms? 3 bedrooms. And then from there, instead of having a conversation in regards to the 3 bedrooms and why they need it and why it's important and what's that going to do for them, you jump. Okay, 3 bedrooms, awesome. And how many baths? Or what location? Or a townhouse or condo? Right? You jump to another what question. And the framework we're about to give you today is a proven framework that will create deeper relationships. Proven conversation flow that will create better relationships, that'll create better conversations that then end to a conversion. All right, so pen and paper ready. We're gonna dive right into what this conversation flow looks like. So the first question is a what question. How many bedrooms? If they say they're downsizing, tell me more about that. What do you mean by downsizing? A criteria question that gets your client or prospect to get them to open up about something they want in a home. So first, on top of your paper, write down a what question, right? So write down what question, W-H-A-T. I'm not asking you what question, I'm telling you write down what question. All right, then from there, you are going to ask a why question. So under the word what, put the word why. And we're gonna role play this out. So it sounds something like this. Hey, look, how many bedrooms are you looking for? I think 3 bedrooms. Okay, they said they're what? Now we ask a why question. Interesting, okay, so why 3 bedrooms? Then the deep part that a lot of people miss, which is listening to understand, right? So once they say 3 bedrooms, then you ask a why question. Now is the moment to listen, to understand, and not listen to respond. Don't worry about the next question asked. It's being developed in their current answer. Don't worry about the next question asked. It's being developed in their current answer. So they say, yeah, you know, we have a baby on the way, and we're ready to have a 5-year-old, and we're just crammed over here. Instead of moving through that, you stay there and you listen, you extract information, and you build a conversation. Okay, so write that under the word why. You're gonna write listen, extract information, build a conversation. Once again, it's listen, extract information, build a conversation. So it goes what question, why question, and then listen, extract information, build a conversation. And so it sounds something like this. Interesting. So why three bedrooms? Boom. They tell you and you say, man, congratulations on having a new one coming soon. When's the due date? The baby's due January 5th. Man, that's awesome. It's right around the corner. It's be here before you know it. Okay. Right, I'm having a conversation, right? But I'm also getting a little bit of timeline there, right? For that particular situation. And then I stay there. I'm not moving yet. Man, okay. So you already have a 5-year-old. So, tell me, how many bedrooms do you guys have now? Well, man, we got, you know, 2 bedrooms right now, and we're cramped. You know, no room for guests, definitely no room for the new baby. So we're crazy slammed over here, and you know, the environment's not the best, whatever he might say. Then you continue down that conversation, okay? And you say, hey, look, man, I totally get it. So what would that do for you guys to be able to have the extra bedroom? And they're going to say, man, it would be amazing. You know, it'll be more peaceful. It'll be, you know, more conducive to create some independency for our little one, whatever it might be. And I'm going to ask another why question right there. Did you hear that? Right. So here's how it goes. What question? How many bedrooms? We're going to use that one. Followed by a why question. Followed by listen, extract information, build a conversation. Then you followed up with 2 more whys. For this instance, after I had the conversation, I said, man, okay, what would that do for you guys? Because in the end, I'm trying to get to something, and that is emotion. Because emotion creates motion. And in today's market, with all things that are going on with the interest rates, I need to. It's so important to grab their emotion because I need that emotion to be visible for myself, so I know, and for the client. Because if not, their excuse will override their emotion. If you do not find a deep enough emotion, they will find a deep enough excuse. You find the emotion by that exact framework. What question followed by a why question. You listen to understand. You extract information. You build a conversation. And then you ask 2 more whys deep to dig for that emotion. And when you do that, A, the client will know that you heard them and you understand their problem. B, you've now taken them to an emotional state that will override the excuse that will probably be coming of interest rates or nothing on the market, whatever it might be for that person. That is the winning framework. That is the framework that will get you deeper relationships, more conversions, guaranteed. But the big piece of this, right, is that you have to understand that the listening to understand and not listening to respond. A lot of agents, going back to the beginning of what I was saying, you're listening to respond. You're thinking about the next question to ask while that question is being delivered, right? And so we've talked about this before on our podcast, but just honing in right now and mastering that conversation flow is going to help you understand how to navigate these conversations with these leads that you have in your dashboard, pipeline, system, whatever it might be. So start working on that conversation flow from the top and stop bouncing around asking all these what questions without diving deep in. And here's another thing, right? Your first why is always a lie. So when they say, man, I just need it because, you know, we have a baby coming and we already have 1 baby and so we're crammed over here. If that is the case and you leave it at that, that is not the true why. The first why is always a lie. That is why we have to continue to go deep to find the true meaning to get them to take more action. Okay? So conversation flow, there you go. Wanted to make sure that you guys understand that because we hear this all the time. People, you know, question hopping, going all over the place versus simplifying their process with that framework, which is once again, a what question followed by a why question. Listen to understand. Extract information, build a conversation, and then ask 2 more whys deep. So hopefully this show today had given you some insight on how to have better conversations, and also it takes the stress out of the conversation. When you're going into a conversation stressed out about what to ask, that is sometimes the reason why you're not picking up the phone to call in the first place. Right. If you're stressed out about, man, what if they say this and then what do I say? Right. What if they ask me this question? What do I say? I'm trying to help take the stress out of calling for you guys. And that framework will do that. Sales gets fun again. And also you create a better conversation, a deeper conversation. And to me, you know, you're dealing with someone's biggest transaction in their life for the most part. And I want to make sure that you guys understand this is a big deal. So the more we can get to that emotion that creates motion, the more fun it gets for you, but the more powerful that transaction then becomes and meaningful for yourself as well. If you guys want our scripts, here's what I want you to do. If you want our scripts, this is the same scripts we've been using for, you know, who knows how long, 7 years and 13,000 agents. If you want that, we're also going to give you the sales training with it. Just go to gorealestatemaster.com/register/sales. So gorealestatemaster.com/register/sales. Or hit me up on Instagram at @realjohnmarone and just DM me the word sales and I'll get you the link over to you. Last but not least, if you have not heard about our coaching, I want to have a conversation with you. You could also reach out to me and we could talk about obviously all the programs we have. Hit me up on Instagram at @realjohnmarone, slide into the DM, say coaching, and we'll talk about all the levels of coaching we have from $0 a month to $349 a month and everything in between. So we could talk about our coaching, what it looks like, but most importantly, not our coaching, but how our coaching will help you, right? I want to make sure that you have clarity on what our coaching gives to you, provides you, so that this way you can go ahead and you can dominate in your business and in life. Thank you for your time today. Make sure you go use that conversation flow. Put it on a post-it note. Put it in front of you so you have it and you don't forget it. And now it becomes just second nature the more you do it. Right? The more it fires, the more it wires. So put it in front of you if you have to. Get really good at that conversation flow. And I promise you, the money will flow as well. So appreciate you guys' time today. Go crush it. And as always, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Go kick that damn door down and take what is yours. See you guys next week.